The following podcast is not approved by the Comics Code Authority. Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome to the Retcon Podcast, your friendly weekly neighborhood comic book club. I got those in the wrong order, but that's okay. I'm Parker Robbins. They them.
I'm burping. I am Stephanie Johnson. She her.
And I am Catalicia. They them.
And it is a Thursday morning, if you couldn't tell.
And it most likely almost always will be.
At least until I get out of this goddamn job.
Hey everybody, we're alive. We're doing okay.
Thank you for bearing with us as we had to delay our last episode a week because the city was on fire and we had no power.
For almost three full days.
Yes.
Yeah, not great.
I need you all to know how close you were to getting an episode that...
You really were. You were so close, y'all.
I was so proud of myself because, like, I think in that episode... We talked about making the change so I could
have more time
and stop fucking up on getting the episodes out. And so, of course, that Tuesday, I'm like, I'll upload the episode. I'll upload the art. I don't want to type out the notes right now. I'll do that later.
Me here, 7 p.m. on a Tuesday. Boom. Everything died, and I was like, the work I put off until last minute is also now not gonna get done. I could not get my ADHD to hone in for the life of me on a single fucking thing, and so I was just like bouncing around being like, I know I have a video that's supposed to post tomorrow, but I'm gonna clean this, I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that. And then 7 p.m. rolled around and I was like, all right, Kat, you really gotta fucking work. Like, you gotta sit down. And I sat down and I made it about 5 minutes into editing. And then everything went down. And I was like,
Yep.
This feels like a backhanded, like, fuck you.
Yeah, and then by the time we got power back, it just made more sense to release the episode on that forthcoming Wednesday. So sorry about that, but also, LA is on fire, still.
Not too bad.
Yeah, but not too bad is still more than I would prefer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been so sad. Yeah. It's been so sad. And, like, I also... Like, I feel like I knew some history, but through this, and I fucking hate that I learned more about it during this and I didn't know prior, but I didn't realize how heavily the Black community, like, put together Altadena, you know, like, had no fucking idea. And then, of course, now I'm learning all this post the fire because, you know, entire families have been displaced and lost everything. And, you know, you see white people's GoFundMe is hitting $100,000+, and you've got, you know, like, it's just a lot that I'm like, why does it take something like this for me to have learned this, you know? And it's,
yeah,
it's very frustrating and puts me in a position where I'm like, well, now I want to make sure I'm outsourcing more knowledge and those sort of things. And also, like, we need to uplift other voices and other people's, like, situations, because I think through a lot of it, especially at the start of it, was so annoying to, like, like, I told you this, I'm like, I love Jamie Lee Curtis, but I don't fucking want to see her crying on TV about this fire. I'm like, I don't care. You'll be fine. You have four other homes, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I saw a clip of Dennis Quaid.
Oh, well, that guy can go fuck himself right up the ass.
He can go fuck himself right up the ass. But also, he was crying because his agent lost both of his houses.
Could you imagine
yeah
the sheer, like, inability to empathize with oh God, I had a friend whose boss, and we were my friend and I, we were talking, and she was like, I obviously am, you know, we're not wishing harm. We don't want to wish harm on anybody. You don't want anyone to lose a home in any sense of the word. But her boss was losing her mind and like was nowhere near, like wasn't staying in the home that was close to the fires, but she was just absolutely losing it. And it's one of her four houses.
I'm still stuck on the agent losing two houses, both in the Palisades fire. Why do you have two homes in the
In the
Palisades? Like,
pal, yeah,
I
like
feel like
why are
if
they
you were
both
to
there?
have two homes, you would.
Spread them out.
Right, yeah. But
Spread
anyway, whatever. Sorry
them.
to this man.
Again, not condone, like obviously not trying to, like, we don't want to see people lose their homes or anything of the sort, but it's just you see where the light shines in certain situations like this. And then you also have like the ignorance of the online world who are like, you chose to live in LA. This is your fault. And it's like, are you
Yeah.
fucking kidding me? That is the most.
Also, I didn't choose to live in LA. I was born here, you motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have a choice. This is my home. Fuck you.
Listen, a lot of ignorance.
The slow lean in was really.
Yeah, no one else saw that but us, but there was a slow presentation to that delivery. Yeah, there's just a lot of it, situations like this bring out a lot of ignorance. And it's very
Unfortunately.
frustrating. Yeah, it's very frustrating.
Because people look at like what is 5% of Los Angeles and they're like, that's all of it.
It's
Yeah.
like, no, honey, I promise you, it's not just big time actors losing their $1 million homes. There are literal communities and families who are losing everything right now.
Yeah.
Not going to apologize, y'all. This is what's happening in our lives. And
Yeah.
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I was going to say, it's so weird when you're like looking at everything. Like when we were like, okay, we have to pack our car just in case. And you have to stare at all of your stuff and you're like, what's important? And I like all of my things. I like it all, but I'm not
Yeah.
allowed to take knickknacks and paddywhacks and all of those situations.
What is a paddywhack?
Knickknack, paddywhack, give a dog a
Yes, I know that, but
bone.
what is a paddywhack?
When someone, I saw a post that was like, take your important documents. I was like, baby, that was the last thing on my mind. They were like, don't forget your passport. And I was like, oh, that would have been burnt up. But what I would have had.
Was your cosplay?
That,
Damn straight. Abso-fucking-lutely, you will. Are you kidding me?
I would have been shoved in my fucking passenger seat. Like, are you good, sister? Okay, we got you. Oh, Lord. So I was gonna tell a little story about how I discovered I was the queen of Riverside, California. Apparently, I possess weapons of mass destruction in just my physical
I was about to say your
being. Like,
ass.
well, just this I
Ass, baby.
over the weekend I went to Riverside to see a little show my friend's band was playing, and pretty standard stuff at the show. But afterwards, went to go get a little drinky drink in downtown Riverside. And I don't think I ever, if I didn't, maybe I didn't realize it, but I've never been perceived so much in my life. Like, everyone was like, who's that? Who's that? I felt like it was a movie. And I was like, it's
Yeah,
me. But
you were
like,
having your moment.
yes, but I was very regular looking to me. Like, I had like my little metal shirt on and like in skinny jeans and Doc Martens. I looked very normal.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt you, Stephanie, but I'm just going to interrupt you right now to tell you. And you already posted a story about this the other day. You
That's
wake up
true.
looking like you do.
I
You wake
know,
up looking
but
like you
like, okay,
do.
you know, I have to do, I have to hype myself sometimes. That's why I did
Okay.
that. But like,
But the hype is real.
no, okay, so I went to this place. As I'm getting my ID checked, the ID checker person was like, first of all, you're very beautiful. And I was like, babe, thank you. It's not bad. And she like looked at me like, be careful. And I was like, what? And 37 seconds of me entering that threshold, a man came up to me and was like, I'm in love with you. And I was like, huh? He was like, I'm in love with you. I love you. I'm in love. I'm in love with you. I love you. Yes. No hi, no preamble. No, can I buy you a drink? Just a profession of love. And then he stood there and stared at me for like 12 full seconds. Do you know how long 12 full seconds silent staring in the club is? It's a lot.
It's a
And I
long
was like,
time.
okay, please vacate my space. And it was before my like friends
That
had
was only
showed up, so
seven
I'm
seconds. Parker
I
was
couldn't.
staring dead ass in the camera at Stephanie, and it was only 7 seconds long, and it felt like a fucking eternity, everybody.
And so this is before my friend showed up, so I'm like texting, I'm like, hurry up,
Yeah,
this is
here.
and then they got there, it was fine, blah blah, blah. But I went to go get a drink, and I was dancing by the bar by myself as I'm waiting for my drink to come. The bar was L-shaped. There was a man who was like caddy, like diagonal from me, because he was on the L part. And he was hot, so like it wasn't a problem. But he bought my drink. I've never had a random stranger who hasn't spoken to me buy me a drink before. And I was like,
Honestly, that's kind of hot.
right? So
It's
I was
kind of
like,
hot.
okay. But then after he purchased the drink, he ran away. He went outside. And I was like, oh, maybe he wants me to follow him. So I'm like, blah, blah, blah. So I tell my friends, I'm like, I'm going outside. Give me a second. Go outside. I see him. And I was like, hey, you bought me a drink. Thank you. He looked at me like I pulled a gun on him. I was like, whoa, whoa. And then he folded into himself, like he crossed his arm. Like I saw him like protect himself. And I was like,
Your bad bitch
what is
energy is
going
too
on?
strong.
Well, I thought he was like high, like too high or something, because I was literally in that position like a few weeks before. So I was like, oh, babe, are
I
you too high? Do you not want to be perceived? Like, I get it. And he was just like,
it.
and he was like, no, I didn't know you were, I didn't think you would talk to me. And I was like, you bought me a beverage. Like, was I supposed to like be a
You
bitch
baby
about it? Like, I don't know. I don't know. And he was like, sorry, you're just and then just stared at me. And I was like, what? He was like, you're really pretty. And I was like, thank you. Okay, you're obviously going through something here. So I'm gonna walk away. But if you get less scared, you could talk to him. He's like, that's exactly what I'm terrified of you, please. And I was like, I'm sorry.
I love this so much. I've drawn and illustrated this in my head as a comic book. Like this has been, I've had a couple different like pages flipped as you've been talking about this. It's been fucking fantastic.
That I've never had that happen before. And I was like, you're also hot yourself. Like, what are we doing? What is going on? And yeah, so then like later as I was leaving, I saw him again, and his friends were trying to like, he had a well, yeah, it was another guy who he knows apparently, who was like, hey, Big Dick Kevin, that's what we call you, Big Dick Kevin, and like very loud so I can hear. And I was like, my brother in Christ, this is actually embarrassing. But and he was like, I'm
Bad
going
wingman,
to,
bad.
yes, he's like, I'm going to cease to exist. And so I was like, hey man, thanks for the drink. I'm heading out. And he was like, wait, do you come here? I was like, baby, I live an hour away. You'll never see me again. Like,
It's
it's
an
fine.
I was your dream.
Yeah, I was like, eh. And he was like, he said some stuff to me, and like I just remember the last thing I said. I was like, well, you know what they say, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And then I turned on my heels and I walked away, and I was like, that was the coolest thing I've ever done. He's gonna think about
That
me
is
for the rest
some
of his life.
fucking MJ shit right there.
Harry, I was inspired by our good sister, But then he scared me because he ran after me and I was like, oh no, I was not,
like, I'll kill you.
Yeah, do not run at me at my back as a man. That is crazy. And he was like, you're right. My bad. And he was like, I would like to exchange information with you. And I was like, the fact that you said exchange information, this is getting, I'm concerned. And he was like, fair. Let's just do Instagram. I would not advise my sisters to give a man their actual phone number. So I feel like Instagram is safest. And I was like, I feel like doth protest too much. I don't know. Something feel, but I was like, fine. So fine. We exchanged. And then I ran away because I was like,
yeah.
But yeah, Riverside, they loved me. The guys, the girls, the theys. And I, you know me, I won't argue with it. But I was also shocked because I've never seen someone react to me so viscerally. So yeah, I really have to be careful.
I loved that story. With straight from the top of you getting your ID checked.
Yeah, she tried to warn me.
And I was she said, girl, your Mary Jane energy is going to be a lot for the boys in this bar.
Yeah.
Okay. You're too much of a hot bitch.
Yeah, apparently. And then even trying to walk to my car, it was like, you know, like, I guess it was like cigarette o'clock and everyone was outside and people were like,
yeah,
hey, oh, well, and I was like, ah, get me home to Los Angeles where I'm just a regular person.
Yeah, that's the thing. Riverside, if you are a little bit outside of the norm, like,
I guess
they're on your knee, they're on their knees praying to that ass. Like,
I guess so. And I was like, you know what? Shout out. If you're listening from Riverside, California, I love you. And hell, I'll be back at this point. I'll be back.
Fuck yeah. Ugh. Oh my goodness.
Anyway, we've yapped a lot, not about Spider-Man.
Because we have to talk about how Spidey joins Doc Ock and how it's a disaster.
So this week we'll be diving into The Amazing Spider-Man 56 and 57.
Okay.
It's just... using the knob, I like that so much.
Please don't make fun of my process.
Okay.
Using the nullifier devices.
I'm like turning red, you can see it. I'm crying. I'm sorry, I'm gonna put my head down.
Using the nullifier device he stole, Doc Ock convinces Spider-Man that he is one of the Doctor's henchmen.
See, it wasn't even that long. It's just like, shut your fucking mouth, cat. Jesus Christ.
You good?
Ooh, I'm great. Produced by Smilin' Stan Lee and Jazzy John Romita, inked by Mickey DeMeo, and lettered by Sam Rosen. Ignored by those of little faith.
Yeah, I like that.
And just for posterity's sake, Mickey DeMeo is Mike Esposito. And we appreciate him and his talents and his proper name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. Real quick, let me get into this cover.
Please.
I love this cover. I love a good team up. We haven't seen really any villain hero team ups at this point. This is under, you know, like, not great circumstances. Spidey doesn't have his memory. He wouldn't do this naturally. But I'm excited for the day where we get a real team up of like a hero and a villain. Just because, like, that's how things are shaking out.
And that's what has to go down.
Yeah, and we're gonna get like a betrayal or whatever, but like the way Doc Ock is like punching the air and his arms are like, hell yeah, I don't know. That's how I feel about this little.
He's giving hell yeah, brother. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It looks like a fun time. And maybe not disaster as they are advertising. Yeah. I just thought it was cute.
It's a good little time.
Also, shout out, there are articles on this newspaper behind them. Like, there are words that make sentences that make sense.
The union also said, we are prepared to negotiate a method of financing the program that would limit the corporation's liability under the income maintenance program in event of a serious decline in market demand. Yeah, there's some shit on there that I'm good. I don't need anymore.
Yeah.
I'm good. But anyways, this is basically Triple J's wet dream yet again.
Yeah. He's loving
it. He's loving it. Spider-Man, God, what? He's such an idiot. But he's our idiot, you know? Like, he's our little dum-dum. Because there's just nothing funnier than him being like, I mean, everything in my body is telling me I shouldn't be doing this. I don't like this guy and the way he talks to me, but he said we're teammates. So I guess, I guess I'm stealing this shit.
It's a nice little like message of like, you know what? You got to follow your heart. Follow what's right in your core. Don't just do stuff because people told you.
Yeah, maybe nice listen to your lesson. Spidey senses.
But he doesn't know what those are.
Yeah. I guess whatever. So. What was it? Is it on this page? On page 2 where he talks about... Do we remember who built the nullifier?
It was built by the U.S. government.
Yeah.
And then kept...
Oh, in general. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And then it was at Stark Tower. Didn't even get there.
No, they went to Stark Industries to go fuck with it, to be like, this is proof that this weapon is great and we can't be stopped.
Yeah.
Yes.
What were we watching that I made? Was it in the theaters? Or what were we watching where I made a nullifier joke? I can't remember.
Ooh.
I can't remember what we were watching. It was so lame, though. I'm so lame. I'm full of Spider-Man references every waking moment of my life when I'm out and about in the real world.
I hate it so much.
Hi, baby boy.
It's my nightmare.
I'm over here like, oh, well, it looks like they're not using a nullifier. Am I right?
My goodness. Parker, what have you done?
It's their own fault. So that's that. And we've just got this high speed chase going on. And the whole time they're just nullifying everything. Police cars and blah, 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 blah. All the way to a motherfucking mansion.
And along the way, they realize that the nullifier needs like a repair or something to make it actually perfect.
Because it overheats. Because the isotope element is starting to overheat.
Isotope 16.
Yeah, there must be the reason it was brought to Stark's factory to undergo its final repairs. I don't know why he was British for repairs, but...
Repairs!
But no matter what.
And this whole time, Spider-Man is just thought bubble after thought bubble being like... He says some sort of remark like that's very like scientific and smart, and Dr. Octopus is like, how the fuck... What do you know? And Spider-Man's like... You're right. What do I know? Am I a scientist? What's going on? But no, I've got to accept one fact. I must be a criminal. I must be the partner of Dr. Octopus. And I'm like, why must you? Where do we latch on to that circumstance? I don't know.
Yeah.
But they make it to their mansion.
So Doc Ock realizes that they still need a small quantity of isotope 16, which is stored at Fort Tyson.
I was just like, okay.
So, of course, it's Spider-Man's job to go get it.
And then on this page 4, Doc Ock is like, wait a minute.
I also want to see who you are.
Yes. And that's when Spidey really starts to catch on, because he's like, he lifts the mask up and then he's like, wait a minute. Wouldn't you already know who I am?
How right. can we be partners? Slowly lowers mask.
And then Doc Ock just goes full fucking...
We're not partners. I'm your boss, motherfucker.
You do what I say, rah, rah, rah.
Doc Ock being like, not realizing that he slipped up, and he's like, oh, shit.
damn it.
Shit. I almost had him. If I wasn't, that happens twice. Well, not with Doc Ock, but somebody else has a little situation. I guess that's in the next issue. But yeah, somebody else has a situation where they're like, I'm about to see his face. They get ruined.
I love on page 5, second panel, we have the tables have turned a little bit. The choking is happening in yeah. a different... different light.
Yeah, you know.
Got some different hands on a different throat, you know?
Yeah. Spidey lunged at this man, both hands, round his neck. And went
straight for the gullet.
Mm-hmm. And Doc Ock, he, I don't know. He looks like he likes him.
He's like, you know, he's like, whoa. I think it surprised him. Like, when you're, like, surprised that you're into that, you're like, wow, I'm always on the other side of this. And now, oh, and then Doc Ock is like, I don't care. I don't care who you are.
Just go do what I told you to do. I don't care about this that much.
Yeah. I don't care. You probably are nobody.
And this was just a test to make sure you weren't going to betray me.
Because I control you.
Yes. And Spidey's like, okay.
I'll keep my eye on you.
I guess I'll go get the isotope.
I also forgot, like, if Doc Ock, if he would have saw his face, he would have been like, this fucking nerd kid with the old lady aunt? What the fuck?
It's you?
This fucking guy?
At the moment anybody like this finds out Spider-Man's true identity, they are just gonna be so upset. They're gonna be so mad.
So disappointed. They're gonna be like, I thought it was like a cool rich guy like Tony Stark.
And we've already seen it once with Norman. Like, he also was like, you? That's who I've been fighting? And even when the fight is meant to happen, he's like, I'm not fighting you without your fucking mask on. I don't want to see how you're some dumb 19-year-old. Put this shit on your head. Any bad guy that learns Spider-Man's true identity is going to be so wildly disappointed in all of life itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rip.
And then page 6, last panel. Yeah.
Gwen Stacy and Harry Osborn, they're looking for young Petey. Nobody's seen him for days. And they're like, let's go ask his Aunt May, which proves to be a terrible idea.
What?
Aunt May fucking sucks and can't keep her shit together for 7 seconds.
Yeah, actually quite literally. Yeah.
Yeah, she hasn't heard from Peter either. So she starts a crying. And I know Anna is like, oh, here we go a fucking again.
She get the doctors.
Right. Yeah, have him on standby because she's sobbing into Anna's bosom. and then MJ
cue the most the most tone deaf, has no idea, can't read a room.
No. She comes in with a Daily Bugle extra being like, hey pretty people, did you see the latest in Triple J's rumor rag? And we can see the headline says, Extra, Spider-Man joins Dr. Octopus. And it's funny because it's like we haven't seen that headline here before. Like, yeah! Why is this news? Everybody's like, oh, shit, that's crazy. Also, Peter's missing. And she's like, oh, my bad.
Whoopsies. Oh, yeah, because we have here in the... Gwen responds in the third panel on page 7 and was like, speaking of finding things, MJ, have you seen Pete anywhere? This is serious, lady. Even his aunt is worried. And MJ says, bite your tongue, Blondie. I'm like, Does Macy's tell Gimbals? Was the next response. I didn't bother to understand that.
To department stores.
Oh, Gimbals is a department store?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, okay.
I mean, MJ came in crazy. I will say that. She came in crazy.
And she does it in the room. Always.
Yes. But yeah, Gwen with her little crossed arms and her hip tooch and being like, bitch, can't you see Peter's missing? And she's like, girl.
I didn't fucking know.
Yeah. He's always missing.
Isn't he always? Whatever. Has anybody put it together yet? And I do love that, you know, while Aunt May is saying, oh my God, why can't he have another part-time job, blah, blah, blah. And Aunt May is like, okay, he's going to be okay. And also, he does that to support you.
Yeah, you raggedy bitch. You don't bring no money in.
Like, he's doing that shit for you. The kid's got to pull in extra money. And that means you got to do something a little extra dangerous, like go take photos of Spider-Man.
Yeah, if you weren't getting head sparkles all the damn time, you wouldn't have to pay all these medical bills. Take a vitamin, May.
Go lay in a grave. Anyways.
Wow.
Go lay in a grave.
Practice. Sounds like an old-timey insult.
Yeah, that was very funny.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So we cut from Aunt May's
drama
to other drama, where there is an emergency meeting of police and military authorities at City Hall, because basically they are trying to figure out what to do to get the Nullifier back.
Bunch of white men in a room.
Mm-hmm. Reading Purple Day's newspaper being like, and now Spider-Man's involved. And
this must be accurate.
Triple J, like, the third?
Yeah, J cubed.
Yes, J cubed.
J cubed. He's like, okay, I know that's my father's stuff, but like, not too much on my boy Spidey, okay?
Listen, I know that's my pops. My pops is also an asshole.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we get introduced to a brand new character.
Yeah. Who the fuck's this guy?
This is Captain George Stacy, father
of
Gwen Stacy.
Ba-ba-da-bum.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about her cop dad.
Yeah, and I won't lie, page 8, second panel, he's got a little toot going. He's got his little walking stick, and he's got, I don't know, got a nice little slim fit suit on. His eyebrows, mm-hmm, in the third panel on page 8.
Yeah.
It's giving, it's giving possible villain.
Oh.
I don't know. Can't say for sure-sies, but it's like,
I will say old people eyebrows in this era,
they give a little villain.
They give a little villain naturally. Like Professor X in this era, absolutely villain
eyebrows.
Vibes.
Villain eyebrows.
I mean, Xavier.
He's an old white man who's involved with cops. There's a little villainy happening.
I don't know if you guys remember, but early on in Gwen's appearances, there was something that happened where Pete ran away and, you know, because he had to go be Spider-Man, but Gwen just saw Pete run away and then got up in his grill later and was like, you should have been taking action, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, there's kind of a reason for this that we'll get to later. It's because her dad's a cop.
Yeah. And
got it.
I hate to say it about our good sister, she has a Blue Lives Matter sticker, 100%.
And I hate it.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, she would. She would. And there's really, I think, nothing else to say about it other than to accept the unfortunate truth.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe she could break free. But I don't know. She's a pretty blonde woman. Pretty blonde white woman.
Yeah.
Gonna break something.
No! Stephanie's eyes.
Oh,
dear gods. Any hoosers.
But yeah, we get a little brief call because Gwen is like, hey, so I know you're a retired cop, so can you check in with your friends to see if Peter Parker has been in any accidents or anything? Which is how we cut back to his amazing alter ego hurtling towards disaster.
He has his little map out in that last panel on page 8. And he's like trying to figure it out and how to like, he's like, how do I break in here? And I was like, so they did all that planning and they gave him a map, but the map was simply how to get to the fort.
And that's it. That's it. No other prepping, no other planning.
Doc Ock was like, you're a bug. You'll slip through the crack. Just get in there.
Just get in there. Which, I mean, granted,
he does.
He literally does. Basically slips through the cracks and gets inside of the building while also surprising himself in the process. And I do love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just rips an air vent straight off.
He's like, wow.
I was chuckling on page 9, third panel, just to see him on the underside of that truck. And he's just like, I can't even describe it. He's just like,
he looks like a little spider. That's the Gats giving spider energy.
He's on, he's riding.
He's
on
all four. He's spread out, a little truck. I don't know what kind of truck, but
oh no, it's a missile. It's a missile on a truck.
What it reminds me of are those, like, you remember those like little sticky hands that you could like.
Yes. Ah, yes. Oh, I almost wore my earring of that.
He's a little sticky hand that's just like on
stuck on something. He's like his little spider tracer. Funny.
And as he goes through this top secret, you know,
air vent
fort whatnot, he keeps getting that same nutty tingling again. If only he knew what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
If only. As he's like ripping open iron bars.
Yes.
All right.
He's like, God, what could it all mean? Tears open like it's nothing. And then of course the military is like, no, Spider-Man.
What are you doing? Stop it.
Girl.
And he's like, doing reluctant villainy, sorry, I think.
Can you not? No guns, please. no guns, please.
Yep.
Crashes, and then he makes window. Little.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. No time, specifically, last panel, page 11, no time to go back through the vent. I'm heading for the open, but fast. Throws himself out a window.
And unfortunately drops his map.
Not going back for it.
That surely won't have repercussions later.
Never.
And it's almost as if he subconsciously wants to be found, he thinks.
Oh.
What's going on?
Oh, Spider-Man.
And it just is a map quest. It's just...
Oh, the days of map quest.
Yeah. It is literally just a... Like, this cop picks it up and is like, it pinpoints the area he started from and where he may be returning. It's just like,
all right.
Point A to point B, baby.
Doc Ock, you could have done something better than this.
There's a few times that he could do something better.
This is not his best plan. I will say that it's not my man's best plan. He's pressed for time. He's got to manage all these people. He's doing his best.
No master planning happening here.
No. Going back to Triple, we jump back to Triple J, who is like,
yes,
he's annoyed because his own son won't tell him top secret information. And Robbie Robertson is like, bro,
girl,
he's literally like in the government. He's not about to just like yap to you. And what's funny in the third panel, when Triple J is like complaining that nobody like gives him what he wants, basically, because I think is that Betty Brandt?
Betty Brandt says, after all, sir, he's only a part-time photographer. It's not as if you pay him a salary.
Yeah. For some reason, Betty looks different to me.
She got a new haircut.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. But yeah, she's like, yeah, it's not like you pay him a salary. And Robbie's like, she's right, JJ. And he's like, sure, sure. She's right. He's right. They're right. Everybody's right, except for J. Jonah Jameson. The last in the world, at last the world can see what Spider-Man actually is, a crook. And then he's like complaining some more. And he's like, it's a communist plot to drive me batty. And for some reason, the communist plot part like really tickled me.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, because he's like mad that he doesn't have any pictures of Spider-Man, obviously, being mm-hmm. evil with. I don't know, the communist plot, and I was like, it is.
Listen,
Triple J. I don't know why I almost got naked in front of you. Oh my god! Da, 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 da. I was like, it's hot, isn't it? And I was like, wait a minute. For the people at home, I'm wearing a onesie, and it's a little toasty now. And I was like, let me get out of this. I am too comfortable on this podcast, people. That's what it is coming down. That was so almost bad.
Yeah, because you know what Parker and I are going to do. Use that video footage against you. Yeah. Blackmail you until your undying day.
I'd be like, or get more listeners.
Patreon.com/RedconPod. Join our $100 tier.
Anyway.
Any users. Parker, stop thinking about that.
I was trying to think of what the tier name would be.
It would be like
Spidey After Dark. Okay, top. We have to yap about titty? This.
Yes,
top titty tier, titty top tier,
titillating yes. top tier.
Ooh, titophile.
Yeah. No. 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 No.
It's your turn to leave the podcast.
No, titophile. Yuck. I hate it.
Better or worse than Spidophile?
It's better. Better.
They're for all me, bad.
But I'm biased.
Right. So.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah.
Spidey gets back. Duck.
I made it.
It's like, great. Everything went according to plan, even though he didn't have a plan.
There was no plan.
No, his plan was send Spider-Man to get the isotope. It okay. worked.
Yeah.
It's I not guess. A good plan. It is a plan.
All right. Yeah, I'll let it.
This is
I'll
true. And the meanwhile, his little goon behind him on page 13, last panel, you know, Spider-Man is having an existential crisis because he's like, why do I feel unhappy and ashamed? But the goon is like, be careful, boss. Like, I still don't trust that web slinging weasel, which rightfully so. And I'm surprised Doc Ock didn't like he let that slide. Didn't, he didn't give like, him no backhand.
Yeah, a backhand with the metal arm. That sounds like something he would do.
That sounds like something he would do to someone who sassed him back.
I mean, he right under that, he punches Spider-Man.
Flops him right across the face.
And ironically says that the gloves are now off as his gloved hands clutch the isotope 16.
This is true.
Yes.
But it's because Spider-Man forgot the map or lost the map. And yes. Doc Ock is like, I drew a line!
Now, Spider-Man, this is really important. Did you lose the turn-by-turn directions, or did you lose the map part?
Oh, God. So, yeah, he's very upset about that, which then we get to some wrestling. Some metal arm wrapping up wrestling.
Yeah, there's a lot of wrestling on page 15. And Spider-Man's making some noises as he's getting wrapped up by the you know, the firm yet gentle clutch of my man's metal arms.
Firm yet gentle. Wow, page 16, third panel. This Spider-Man pose.
Yeah, he Spidey did what appears to be Okay, well, okay, I know what they were trying to do. I know
I
that, like,
understand.
yes, on paper, well, okay.
What?
The intention was, okay, Spidey has webbed Doc Ock's feet, and he's gonna give him a nice big yank to make Doc Ock fall on his back. What it looks like here is that Spidey did a very powerful thrust.
Thrust. He thrusted
He
the
thrust her
yeah,
real hard, and
so hard.
Doc Ock could
He just,
not stay on that
yeah.
saddle.
I mean, look at the line up and the follow through between second and third panel on page 16. He forward thrusted so hard. Unbelievable. I can't get over that. It's
What
so
they had
good.
to edit out for the comics code is that a blue Spidey boner, is what we would be
A little
seeing.
peak.
A little triangle bulge situation.
His butt does look good, though.
Good, but everything is great about this, except for,
A little boner.
yeah, we could add a little boner here. And it's up to you, listeners. Page 16,
Sign
third
our petition
panel.
now.
We need a little wiener here. Weenus.
A little weenus. And then the army shows up. They show up. Doc Ock's like, "Damn it, It let him
Map in which I
straight
drew the
here."
line here.
And they start charging in. They're coming for the goons. They're coming for the house. They're coming.
And the goons surrender immediately. They're like, "Oh,
Oh,
girl,
done.
we'll fight Spider-Man and cops, but the U.S. Army, no,
No, thank you. No,
we
thank
surrender."
you. So sorry. So sorry about our involvement. What would you like us to do?
And Doc Ock makes for the nullifier, but right then they throw in smoke grenades so he can't quite see
Covering
where
a
it is.
whole room. I can't see.
The
Yeah.
nullifier, it was right ahead of me. I've got to reach it.
He even tries to do his little whirly arm things to get the smoke out again, but it doesn't work really.
It don't work.
And
And
Jameson runs over to the nullifier and uses it on Doc Ock, making his arms ineffective.
And J James James Jameson cubed whatever cubed. I can't remember what we said. Everyone's like, "We gotta grab Spider-Man," and he's like, "No." He's like, "No, we're getting the nullifier. Everyone else can shut up." And meanwhile, he's watching Spider-Man like, "What? Why does he like he looks like the fact that he knows Spider-Man well enough to be like, "You don't look right."
Yeah. Even with your mask on, something feels funny about you.
Something feels wrong, and I don't know what that's about. But then they don't worry about him. They worry about Doc Ock and the Nullifier.
Spidey, minutes later in the heart of the sprawling city, he's trying to figure, he's like, "Where do I go? What do I do? I don't know who I am. Like, what's going on?" He was like, "Matter of fact, let me see who I am under here." And he takes his mask off and he's like, "I don't know who this man is." No one does. It's so funny. I love that. I'm gonna love that joke until I die.
It's always a good one.
Yeah,
It's
people
just
taking their
so
masks off
like,
and being like, "I don't know."
I don't know. I don't know who that fucking guy is. I don't have a damn clue.
Yeah.
But he gets let go, and that's we end with our, a classic, still a classic Spider-Man ending. Peter Parker, sullen, sitting on a building.
Actually, I'm gonna argue, not Peter Parker, because he
I guess he
doesn't.
doesn't have his memory,
Yeah.
right?
He
I
only
just
knows
the
himself as
mask is
Spider-Man.
off, which made me say Peter
Yes. No,
Parker.
totally fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then next issue, The Coming of Kazar. Kazar, I've never known how to pronounce this.
Okay. I wrote this down when I got to the first page, like to the cover of it, but like the coming of Kazar. Do I have to say anything?
Listen, all I know is that My first note upon looking at this cover page was, I'm already annoyed. The coming of Khazar, obviously, jokes. Jokes.
They're
and
there.
Then you see this man, and I'm like, was Kraven unavailable?
That's what I like. I can't. Oh, we're gonna have to dive so much further into it, but Big Parker's got to come in real quick. Not oh. Big Parker. I mean, that's, I associate Big Parker with that voice. Maybe I shouldn't. Is there in a, how many personalities we got running?
No. No.
I'm like, what do we got? What have I tucked away up there?
A still amnesiac Spider-Man must contend with police, military, and worst of all, Kazar and Zabu. In The Amazing Spider-Man 57, The Coming of Kazar.
It's surprise time again. Not only did Smilin' Stan Lee and Jazzy John Romita put this thriller together, but Dash and Don Heck finished the penciling, aided by Mickey Demio,
Mike Esposito,
embellisher, and Sam Rosen, letterer. Heroes one and all!
I like that Zabu gets a co-featuring credit. Like, yeah. Let that little,
it is kind of cute.
Cat do his job.
Let that little guy cook. They even make a little cat joke on the cover page where they're like, you may like this yarn. I took that as like a cat thing. Or loathe it, but we promise you this, you'll never forget it. I challenge you. I challenge you, Stanley. You underestimate my power of willing to forget shit I don't like. you know how much Spider-Man we have to read? Eventually, I'm going to have to start emptying out files. Like,
yeah.
We open up with Spidey creeping on just some little like outdoor party. And he's just like, I'm so hungry. I'm just going to pretend that I was invited to this.
I just love that he's still the most Spider-Man he could ever be, even without knowing who he is. Like, yes. Like his gumption to just be like, I'm just going to pretend I was invited.
Yeah. He has his little... I thought when he first says that, I was like, oh, he's going to put his clothes on. And
that's,
but then he probably doesn't remember where he hid his clothes.
Uh-huh.
So he just has to, like,
I thought he was just going to do a Spider-Man show up. I thought he was just going to be like, hey, y'all know Spider-Man, right?
Nope. Nope. He just steals some sandwiches.
Which is the and most,
it looks
like
he only steals one. He could have, like, got that whole platter. He could have.
Well, listen, Lester caught a little bit of it. One of the sandwiches is flying away, to which on the second panel on page 2, someone says, Lester, are you sure you haven't been drinking too much punch? Which I'm like, damn, okay. Lester, it seems like you might have a known problem.
somebody check in on Big Les, please.
Because if that's everyone's first response to be like, yeah, Lester running his mouth again about sandwiches floating around. How much have you had to drink, pal? Last time it was the juice that was flying away.
Reading this, I was like, this is where my brain started to go, because I was like, it's been several days. He's been in that Spider-Man suit. He stinks.
So stinky.
He is so stinky right now.
There is a reference later to his smell.
In this one?
Yep.
Oh, yes. Yes, there is. Yes.
Oh, I must have missed it. Oh, wait. No, there is.
Yeah. What was real, but it was sad to like see him all like balled up in the rain, being like,
he literally, that fifth panel on page 2, he's like, oh, now it's starting to wane.
In the arms of the angel,
far away.
It's truly just like, we start this issue with just like Spider-Man's worst day.
Yeah, he doesn't
just
remember. Oh, and he literally. And then he literally, because there he is. That's our boy Peter in the fifth panel, where he's like, boy, I may not know my name, but I'm sure of one thing. I'm probably the original Hard Luck Charlie. And I'm like, you're there. You're sitting right there, buddy boy. You're so close. You are there. You're almost there. He's there close in your heart. He will be always. Meanwhile, and this is what made me laugh earlier because you said something about Aunt May like 7 seconds later and she's doing this. And I was like, that literally comes up later where she can't sleep because she's like, oh my God, dear Peter, something terrible happened. I know. What if he's hurt? He needs me. I got to call his roommate again. I'm going to get up. And exactly 15 seconds later, she's on the fucking ground.
And Anna's like, May?
Like on the ground, collapsed. Oh, it's terrible.
My note for this, I said, this frail, wiggly lined, sparkly headed bit. Because they're the way they like depict her getting the shakes and like falling, just these like little wiggly lines. So now we got some new, she's got wiggly lines. She's got the sparkle.
Sparkle headed bitch.
Yeah.
That's an episode title if I've ever heard one. And then of course, you know, Miss Watson is just like, Dr. Bromwell, you've got to come at once or send an ambulance.
This Dr. Bromwell has to be so tired of this lady.
I mean, every time we see him, I feel like we just keep seeing a little ounce more of him just being like, oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ.
He's going to start sending an intern.
He's gonna be like, I'm going to give you the lowdown. This is what she needs. This time, most times she just needs to know where that God's forsaken nephew of hers is. If you can wind that bad boy up and get him over there, A-okay. Yep. She'll ride a sunshine. She's going to come right up.
And not to spoil things for our listeners, but that is exactly the diagnosis we're going to get a little bit down the line.
Literally hit. I will get that. It's just... Anyways, this fucking guy.
From here, we cut to...
A room full of white men, yet again. Wahoo!
All the military people talking about what happened last issue. Just being like, why didn't you guys also get Spider-Man? And Jameson cubed yet again being like, Spider-Man is a good dude.
3 times he's saved my life. 3! I will not keep saying this.
And George Stacy also comes to Spider-Man's defense.
Even Colonel Jameson's like superior is like, look, he did his job, which was to get the nullifier, and he's got it. We are a little annoyed that Spider-Man is gone, but like that was not his mission. So stay out of our business.
To which then, like, the story comes out of, like, you know, when and how did he save your life? And Stacy, whatever, Mr. Stacy is like, oh, well, this time and this time and this time. Mm-hmm. Later, Jameson Cubed is like, damn, homie, you know so much.
For those of you wondering at home, that's Amazing Spider-Man number 1, Amazing Spider-Man 41, and Amazing Spider-Man 56. And they leave the meeting, and who's there? Triple J the second. So we leave the meeting. Triple J is there and is like, God damn it, Spider-Man escaped.
And you're my child. You're supposed to do everything I ask you to do.
Right.
And J Cubed is like, yeah. Have you met Captain Stacy?
I like his little walking stick.
Yeah.
He is kind of like a cool guy.
He's a cool... he's giving off this weird... Like, he's just giving off cool guy. And I don't love that because A-Cab lives strong in my heart.
All cool guys are bastards.
No! Oh, no! But then when Triple J in a heat of fury is like, you know what? I don't need you guys. I know someone who's going to turn that boy into mincemeat.
Sir Kazar.
This is when I got angry.
Yeah.
I saw this.
Yes.
And I had a lot of assumptions. And I had to like calm down. But his name, the first time we see this blonde man referred to as by a name, they call him Lord Plunder.
Correct.
And I was like, not another white man who stole an ethnic name.
Correct.
I was like, if Kraven stole the potion from the Africans, what? His name is Lord Plunder.
Correct.
What has he done?
Correct.
I freaked out. I wrote a paragraph and then I had to do I kind of had to do like the old timey version of like writing a comment and deleting it. because I was like, this rich blonde white man from some random European place named Lord Plunder went somewhere, I'm sure with brown people, stole their things, and this was probably somebody's saber-toothed cat. Like,
Yeah.
this is somebody's something. And then as I kept reading, it's like, oh, okay. So he's another one of these dudes who was somehow raised in a quote savage place, which is what we're getting this information from all the reporters who are outside of this man's on the tarmac as he like
Waiting for
exits
him
this
to
private
land. Like
jet.
everybody is like,
Yeah.
oh my God, Lord Plunder. We're so excited. And it's.
Yeah, and then I was like, the way he's talking, it seems like English is his first language. It seems like he's not used to this sort of stuff. And then again, I wrote, is Craven unavailable?
I just was like, who the fuck is Lord Plunder, like colonizer, appropriator ass? Because that's exactly what he looks like and the vibes he gives the moment he's on panel.
Yeah, and I was like, his name is Khazar Plunder. Like, this is
That's
crazy.
insane.
And
So
then I Googled,
here
and they were like,
it is.
and then I Googled, and they were like, Kevin.
Oh no.
His name is Kevin Plunder.
Yes. So
His name is Kevin.
his name is
Yes,
Kevin.
I got the
Fucking
I was like,
Kevin.
Khazar Plunder, this is ridiculous, blah blah. And they're like, Kevin. And I
Hi,
was
So
this is
Kevin
silly.
was the eldest son of a British nobleman and scientist, Lord Robert Plunder. It's a, yeah.
That is
Is just,
on brand. Continue.
yeah.
While searching for an undiscovered element he believed existed in nature, Robert Plunder discovered a jungle in Antarctica that has since become known as the Savage Land.
Oh my God.
Basically, he goes on an expedition with Kevin, gets killed, Kevin gets left behind there. Zabu, the saber-tooth, the last saber-tooth lion, saves him from being attacked by some man apes.
Okay. Okay.
And they form a an empathetic bond and or an empathic bond, sorry. And you know, he's Marvel's Tarzan, basically.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. It's still,
Oh, it's not good.
it's not great, but I'm just like, also, how old was he when his dad died and he was left there?
He was like, I think, younger than 10.
Okay, so he still knew his name was Kevin. Well,
Pizarre.
why did he start going? He was like, you know, it'd be tight if I went by
That
Kazar.
shit
Yeah.
sounds cool. Kevin, but
Kevin? No.
Kazar?
So
Yes.
the name comes from basically the man apes started to like refer to the incident where the saber-toothed tiger saved the boy, started to refer to him as Kazar because it means son of the tiger
Okay.
in the man ape
I don't
language.
like man ape.
You know,
Yeah.
I don't like it. Oh, they're
I'm
Neanderthals.
scared to see what they look
They're
like.
just
I'm
straight Neanderthals.
okay.
Okay.
Just a classic caveman.
Could we just okay.
All right.
All right. Well,
So,
fuck
okay.
this guy. In this moment especially, just his landing was very dramatic. And to the point where like they're asking all these questions about his life and blah blah blah. And you know, of course, what about a story for the female readers?
Yes.
What would we do without the story for the female readers?
Yeah, I also love there's no story suggestion.
No. Tell me about your dick.
No. Right, basically.
That's what she just said.
Are you single?
Yeah.
Are you slanging it?
Can anybody be here to catch it?
Does
like,
it go to the right?
Was there a snip or no? You know?
Probably not.
Is English.
Probably not. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets into a car with his saber-toothed tiger. And
the guy driving is like,
I'll say this. Kazar is Kevin.
Thank you. I like Kevin.
Kevin's relatable because he got
clothes off
and he immediately took his clothes off. He's like, at last I can free myself of the unbearable trappings of civilization. I almost did that on camera not too long ago. I understand.
At last I can move. I can breathe.
Listen, we all need a little Kevin time.
No,
so true. What also made me laugh, okay, so Triple J comes in, he's knocking on the door, he's
they
like,
told
okay,
me no.
This is the guy. Right, this is the guy I need to, you know, fight Spider-Man for me. So he's knocking on the door, he doesn't open it himself, but I guess Kazar of Kevin opens the door. And Zabu immediately jumps on Triple J.
I'm starting to notice it's a little more Zabu sensual than I realized before.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was getting. Zabu looks like.
Can you feel
he
the
or she,
love
I don't know.
Tonight.
Yes. Yes. It's giving Pinja.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like. Has Zabu's in love with Triple J and he's screaming, but I'm like, no, baby.
I think you're safe. I think you're safe. I just
Zabu was a boy.
I did not. That's okay.
Okay,
he can still be.
Oh no,
head
just
over
to be correctly.
Yeah. There's definitely. I was not seeing it until I just sat here and heavily stared at the panel, and I'm so sorry for having interrupted your thought, but.
No, that's exactly what I was getting to. It's also like the way
the back paw on the
the back paw, and also the
eyes.
The way the eyes look, it looks a little.
We're getting bedroom eyes,
and it's not. He's not snarling or anything. He's just got kind of like a.
Arar.
Like a
Arar. Arar.
So anyway,
he's giving a little. Arar. Until Kevin is like,
hey, boy.
Kevin's like, after Kevin tells the driver, like, he doesn't attack without my command. And then literally Kevin's like, hey, I didn't give you a command.
Zabu.
Control your dick.
He didn't attack. Yeah. He just intimidated.
And that's what I'm saying. It's not an attack. It was a hitting on.
It was a little flirtatious.
And what is Triple J here to do? It's his favorite plan.
$10,000. This will be his, and again, this is $100,000 in today's money. This man is ready to drop another, this will be 300K.
Yeah.
If not, maybe four by next hit. Sorry, I read ahead. More money. This man is ready to drop so much money for his hatred on Spider-Man. This man does not know how to invest shit.
And Kevin is just like, money doesn't really mean anything to me.
Right.
But
he wants he loves a good, you know.
Triple J does know how to be like, that's okay, fine, you don't care about money, but what about your man ego? Nobody's been able to fight Spider-Man, and nobody's been strong enough, nobody. And Kevin's like, but if I could find Daredevil, which I'm like, why is he looking for Daredevil?
So he first appeared in Daredevil.
Okay,
like that, he had some connection there.
Got it. His abs look so wrong on the third panel of page 7.
There's another weird anatomy issue.
Okay. We'll get
to yeah, it. You can see where Don Heck's work comes in, and it's a little off.
It's like, what?
Oh, I forgot to say that my retcon for this is Triple J is into bestiality.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, so the light that awoke in his eyes on that panel, he said, yow.
Yeah. Yow. And then, like, also, like, right on last panel, page 6, he's sweating, he's wobbly. We're supposed to take that to, like, oh, he is so shaken.
He's a little shaken.
He's very... He is turned on. He didn't know.
He's a little shaken, like, oh, bent over, trying to hide a little something.
That's what Riverside Kevin looked like when he saw me.
Riverside Kevin. R.I.P.
Shout out to Riverside Kevin.
So we cut from this scene.
To another scene where I hoped. I was like, Harry's smarter than this, right?
Nope.
I was unfortunate. Not.
Because Harry is just like, well, I haven't seen Peter in forever, and he's probably mad at me.
And it's my fault.
But maybe I can figure out where he is. Let me just go through his stuff. Oh, what's this? It's a spider insignia. What could this mean? Oh, Spider-Man fucking kidnapped Peter Parker. That's the only logical conclusion here.
That's right. It. That's ridiculous. The only one. He captured Pete.
Like, if he would have done more snooping, he
hang
would be
on
like,
a second,
what is this stuff? What
he just
this,
poked around.
This is how to if make web around.
If he were just, as I hoped, a little bit smarter,
nope, he saw one thing and that was the only possible answer.
My thing is, I feel like Peter Parker's a genius in the sense that he would have, like, on a post-it being like, how did they do it?
Remember like, to get Spider-Man costume like dry cleaned.
So I'm like, if he would have just like looked a little bit more, you probably would have been like, oh, he is Spider-Man. My bad.
And from here, we cut to a random radio on a random workman's back pocket, which is rattling off a report of a missing college freshman,
and
the victim of
Spider-Man.
And of course, this is right where Spider-Man is. And he's just like, well, Peter Parker, why does that sound familiar?
I didn't take no kid.
And he goes off swinging and he swings past a hospital window where Dr. Bromwell is literally saying that Aunt May's condition is 90% emotional. Her best medicine would be that knowing her nephew is safe and well.
So... you're going to tell me 90% of her shit is emotional. The other 10% is just because she's fucking old as shit.
Yeah.
90. It was giving, when I read it, it was giving Christopher Walken need more cowbell. I got a fever.
The only cure is knowing where Peter Parker is.
Correct. And then, of course, Spider-Man's like, damn, why'd I get all tingly going past that building? What are these tingles? Like,
I do love he does a very classic Spider-Man thing.
Goes through the window,
right through
baby.
Window. And he's like, hey, I got something to say. And I'm like, this, you're right there. He's under the, he's just need to.
Our boy is right fucking there.
You can take the man out of the Spider-Man, but you can't take the Spider-Man out of the man.
Yes. And then, of course, he also is like, he just wants to talk to Jameson Cubed. And then when he comes swinging in, he's like, I just want to talk. Oh, I'd hoping most of you would be away. Like, I'm hoping most of you wouldn't be here.
But it's just fucking George Stacy.
Yeah. And they start chit-chatting and they're like, what do you mean? Explain stuff. And he's like, I don't know. I don't know anything.
And just at that moment, who barges in?
Blue Our Lives favorite. Matter. Gwen Stacy.
Oof.
Yelling at Spider-Man.
What have you done to Peter Parker? Where is he? And Spider-Man's just like, I feel like I know her. Her perfume, her very touch makes my heart pound because... Yeah, dude.
She's hot, Goofy.
She's hot.
She's fucking hot, you idiot. And then this is a whole, it's a whole kerfuffle, to which Spider-Man says, I don't know. I'm more confused now than ever. Goodbye. I'm leaving. I don't like this anymore.
And so. Somewhere else in the city, Kevin is doing the exact same. Just like, all right, Triple J, I'll go find this kid. Like, let's go. And he just leaps off a balcony, finds a flagpole, and just like,
that's a little flip.
Goes off on his merry way.
And that's that. And Triple J is so proud of himself. And I was like, this whole fucking time, I was like, no, Kraven. This is such an interesting, like, yeah. We've just got this guy. Though he was giving Fred from Scooby-Doo vibes.
Oh, yeah, the hair is...
And the kind of the energy, too, mm-hmm. you know, is very like, aha, I know what I'm doing.
Confident himbo.
I like that his I have to get out of civilian clothes. It's just taking off his shirt and his shoes. He's literally wearing still in a pants. Belt
yeah.
and like slacks.
Yep.
And I'm like, at least I feel like you should have some little shorts on or something. Like, why are we in full
yeah,
pants?
Well, normally it's a loincloth. And I don't think you could get away with that in New York at this point.
Okay. I feel like
when you're supposed to be a British lord.
Yeah,
but he's like, not he's a British also, lord right now. He's Khazar.
Yeah. He's also like literally lunging at things like James McAvoy in Split.
I just have that imagery in my head. No. Yeah.
This is not a British lord right now. This is a whole different.
There's a whole other guy.
Yeah.
And then and he goes through this whole thing on page 11, and we get to page 12 in the first panel, and I was like, I don't want to, and I can't, but I have, because I thought it, because it's there, and it's hard not to.
Okay.
What does he find on the ledge?
A little bit of jizz. A little bit of spider jizz.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Stephanie.
Okay.
Like, it's just, why do they have to make it that way? I don't know. It's gross.
I don't know. See, I don't know why I didn't think of that. My spirit must have been off.
Where were you? You're supposed to be with me, like, on this.
Yeah, I was like, okay, so he's really perceptive. He found a little weird. But here's the thing. On page 16, I have a jizz joke. So
perfect.
Okay.
Amazing. We'll can't wait to get there. Spider-Man does what he does best without even realizing it. Goes through another window of his bestie.
Yeah.
He goes into Triple J's office, and it's just like, hey, do you know who I am?
And Triple J immediately starts plotting, and he's like, oh yeah, I'm about to find out who this motherfucker is.
He's like, you really mean it? You don't know who you are? Ooh, shit.
You've come to the right place, my boy. Jolly Jonah Jameson is just the man to help you. I've always been a faithful fan of yours. You're my absolute idol, though I like you better without the mask.
Oh, so you know who I am? You fucking idiot.
Yeah. Triple J is literally, he's got a shit-eating grin and is rubbing his hands.
He's scheming.
But at that moment, who bursts through the window? It's not Spider-Man. It's Kevin.
At last, I found you! Not now, you fool! Not now! Which this is just, of course, this is your dumbass shit coming around to bite you in your dumb ass. Like, he literally gets to a point on the bottom of page 13. Yeah, last panel. Who needed Khazar? Another 2 seconds and I've known who he is. And it's like, yeah, well, maybe if you just stopped for two goddamn seconds.
Well, I also, my question is, so Spidey, like, went through a proper window that was open.
Yeah,
Why did Kevin break a window? The window is open.
Oh,
why did he break another one? For the drama.
The drama of it. Him and Spider-Man have more in common than they realize. And to which we start getting in a little tussle, a little rope tying, a little falling, a little straddling. Mm-hmm. There's page 15, first panel. I'm just now processing that intensity.
Yeah. So this is where I was like, his feet look weird.
Oh, yeah, they do. Are you kidding me? Look at that shit. One foot is cutting into another. Happen, no,
but it's, they're like it's, merging.
It's some AI foot action for sure. AI
feet. Yeah, what? Ugh, no. At the bottom of page 15, he's starting to sass. Spider-Man is like, is that so? I hate to be a spoil sport, but I've already had my nap and I'm not about to take another one. He's like, that last nap fucked me up.
Right.
And he whops Kevin underneath the chin, like really fucking hard, and knocks him down. Like it gives him a good knockdown. And I kind of like that moment only because because he doesn't remember how strong he is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's not proper at pulling the punches right now. And he's like, oh my God, I didn't want to kill the guy. Shit.
Yeah. Not for some reason. It's funny to me because of Jurassic Park. So when Zabu's little like saber sense goes off, being like, oh my God, my master's in trouble. So he takes off and he's like in the lobby of this hotel room. I mean, of this hotel. And the guy in the green, he's like, bellboy, I'm checking out. Gangway. Okay. So gangway is not like on its own funny. It's just like an old timey thing. But when I see it, I hear it in Dr. Hammond's voice. When Lex and Tim like run up to him and go, hell grandpa, yeah. And there's like kids, and then he gets knocked on and he says, gangway. It's so funny to me. And it's like, that's such a weird little niche thing. So now everybody go back and watch Jurassic Park.
That is so good. Everybody rewatch Jurassic Park at least seven times.
I think I'm due. It's been like a few months.
Can we do it together?
Should we do a watch party?
I want to do Jurassic Park watch party.
That'd be so fun. Yes, we can.
Hell yeah.
Amazing. Anyways, Spider-Man runs out of fluid. Kind of a really sad depiction there on the last panel of page 16.
I wrote performance issues.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I heard it in like a Ryan Reynolds Deadpool voice.
No!
And I was like, if Deadpool was here, we would have heard that.
We would have heard it. His little head, there's my retcon. His little head just pops out on this panel and he's like, eh. Hey, Spidey. Yeah,
we've all been moment. There. Yeah, we've all been there. Don't worry.
Don't worry. I'll still love you. We're on page 17 now.
Yeah, Spidey.
Spider-Man's still figuring it out.
He just climbs away because he can't figure out his own web cartridges.
So long, muscle bound. I'll send a postcard sometime.
And then Kevin just goes full on acrobat.
And also channels Spider-Man from last issue. Forward thrust, baby. Yeah. he's yeeting himself dick first, and he's on the way.
And then they get knocked into Central Park, which they, I forget if it's Kazar or if it's Kevin or Spider-Man who says that it's like his home turf. And I'm sorry, Central Park is nothing like a lush prehistoric forest,
right?
Yeah.
When I was reading this page, and there, because you know, Spider-Man's like, we're gonna fall, you idiot, grab the wire so we can still save ourselves. And so I read that panel, page 18, third panel, and then I jump to the last panel, but I missed Spider-Man's line there at the bottom of the third panel. So I just read, Kazar needs no wires, nor does Kazar have needs for wings. There will be, and I was like, wings? Why are you talking about wings, buddy? What are you? I was so confused. And then I caught the last line of like, oh, okay, my bad. Whoopsie. And it's just, now his type of terrain, it is Spider-Man that says it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And it's so silly.
And more fighting.
A lot of guys kind of holding each other's wrists.
A lot of wrist holding. Yeah. A lot of wrist grabbing. A lot of muscle tension. But this is one of those endings where it's like, you know, Spider-Man's whooping Kevin's ass. And then Zabu comes in and saves the day, to which, you know, Kevin's like, hey, you know, you sought to protect your master, but I didn't need, like, the victory should have been won by Kazar alone or whatever he says, and then still claims the victory. Like, he still claims the victory. And we've seen this before with villains where they're like, I did it. And I'm like, you didn't, though. Like, it wasn't actually you.
You know, it seems, okay, it seems a little like he's sad, though. Like, yeah, Zabu, first of all, Zabu lunges at Spider-Man, they fall in water, and then they just scuffle in water, creates a whirlpool. And then Zabu gets out like, haha, bitch, I did it, gets scolded, and like Kevin goes to save Spidey. And like the way he's like, when he comes out of the water and the way he's holding him, he's like, the battle has ended forever. He looks forever sad, though.
He does look a little sad.
He was like, this battle could have gone on much longer, and now
Spider-Man's dead.
And it's a little sad.
And that's where we leave off.
This is where I almost read ahead, because I was like, I know he's not, but like, let me make sure.
I did read ahead, and here we are. I am excited for you to read it, though.
So yeah, join us next week, where we'll be diving into The Amazing Spider-Man 58 and 59. And for now, I'll just leave you guys with, this is just a fun fact, I think. Because we just met Kevin, and I thought I would give you guys an update as to where is the last time I'm pretty sure that I saw him. I am a little bit behind on comics, but the last time that I saw Kevin, he was working for a certain very well-known Marvel character. I've just dropped it in the Discord.
Oh, God.
Yes, that's right. Kevin is a Herald of Galactus.
I like his little outfit here.
I'm like, okay, but look at this little fucking outfit, though.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
That's really intense.
Yeah.
Why do his arms look like that?
Because he's been imbued with the power cosmic.
Yeah, but his bicep is a box.
Yeah, I forget who the art on that is, but it's... very early 2000s in terms of musculature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a look at his little angry face. He's like,
yeah. His little blurry eye.
Little scrunched nose.
There's something about the loincloth bracer situation with reptile skin that's interesting. You don't see that a lot. I like that.
Yeah. You know, he's going for his own look.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What did I do? Did I do that?
Are you calling us on Discord?
Oh, no. Parker started a call. Silly.
No, I didn't.
Oh, if that's what it says on my thing.
It says it. Oh, you did on your phone.
I did on my phone.
Stephanie, we missed a call from Parker.
Oh, no. I wonder what they were trying to say.
Who knows? We'll never know.
Yep. Also, I will have to say, last night, Kat mentioned something about pirates, and that reminded me of a fact I want to tell you guys.
Yeah.
But I decided to save it.
I was talking about, like, I went to our local little nerd spot and was reading comic books last night in one of their rooms, and they gave me the captain's quarters, which is like a little pirate-themed room. And I'm, like, talking about that, and Parker goes, oh, and runs away to find a post-it note and was like, you just made me think of something to say tomorrow after recording. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, my hands were up. I was like, what did I do? What have I done? Like, how have I betrayed Stephanie already without even knowing the context? So I apologize for whatever the fuck I did.
It's a fun one. It's not a...
I don't trust you.
I think it's a legitimate fun one. But we'll find out about
You also think the deadly radiation cum is a fun one.
I mean...
Yeah, but look at Stephanie's face and listen to my tone!
But I mean...
Get out of here! So I apologize ahead of time for whatever the fuck I caused.
Anyway, thank you for joining us.
Hey, you should support us.
Like, subscribe, comment, rate, review.
What's your retcon for these two issues?
Yeah.
Join us on Patreon, where we have visual companions for each episode.
Yeah. And if you're listening on Spotify, you can literally comment on the episode.
It's
tell us
true.
What's your retcon? Be mindful of. Don't be nasty. Sign up for our Patreon. You can come be nasty in Stephanie's horny jail.
It's
so.
True.
Yes. And
it's true.
Filthy over there. So come on down.
Absolutely disgusting. I've been Parker Robbins. They, them.
I've been Stephanie Johnson. She, her.
And I've been Catalicia. They, them.
And we will continue our amnesiac adventures next week.
Wait, time out. I know we're low on time. What is going, just real quick, what is going on with Storm and Dr. Doom? Are they fucking?
What?
Yes,
what?
Or no? Yes,
what?
Or no? Yes or no?
They're fucking?
No, Doom, Doom has had a thing for Storm pretty much like on site. It was pretty much on site.
Storm is hot as shit.
I love that.
And we're building up to a comic book event called One World Under Doom.
One World Under Doom.
Yeah. Yes, that is where that
we're about to be under Doom.
There's that art that I sent you of Storm in the hot ass lingerie.
Yeah.
Finally. I'm excited.
Listen, yeah. Give it to the bad boys sometimes.
Doom,
you know,
like I can think of like two or three occasions where Doom has been like, hey,
you're
wife?
Hot.
Wife?
Storm's like,
I need
get
a wife.
In line, brother. I'm like, damn, am I gonna like get involved and read that? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But I was excited. You know,
yeah.
I want Doom to come back to Spider-Man. I know he's for the Fantastic Four or whatever, but I'm like, come back.
You took Doom, a little peek over here.
Doom goes where Doom pleases.
Oh.
Mm. Don't give me started.
Fuel for that fire. Doom does go where he pleases. Damn. All right. We're going to shut our fucking yaps.
Yep. Bye.
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 The Retcon Podcast is recorded in Los Angeles and edited by Parker Robbins. You can find Parker Robbins on social media at UncannyParker. You can find Stephanie Johnson on social media at SiriusDanger, Sirius spelled S-I-R-I-U-S. And you can find Kat Alicia across social media at Kat_Alicia, Alicia spelled A-L-Y-S-H-A. And the Retcon Podcast can be found at The Retcon Pod. Feel free to thwip us an email at theretconpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you guys next week.